Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The chapter summaries, Madhya Lila 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. A summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha. Meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a village called Ramakeli, two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, began to devise means in which to get out of their government service. So they appointed some brahmanas to perform Purushcharana ceremonies and chant the holy name of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami deposited 10,000 gold coins with a grocer, and the balance he brought in two boats to a place called Bakla Chandra Dweep. There, Rupa Goswami divided this money among Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and his own relatives, and a portion Rupa Goswami kept for emergency measures and personal needs. Rupa Goswami was informed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri through the forest of Madhya Pradesh. Therefore, Rupa sent two people to Jagannath Puri to find out when Lord Chaitanya would leave for Vrindavan, and in this way, Rupa Goswami retired. But Sanatan Goswami told the Nawab that he was sick and could not attend to his work. Giving this excuse, Sanatan sat at home and studied Srimad Bhagavatam with learned Brahmana scholars. The Nawab Hussein Shah first sent his personal physician to see what the real facts were. Then the Nawab personally came to see why Sanatan was not attending to official business. Understanding that Sanatan wanted to resign his post, the Nawab had Sanatan arrested and imprisoned. Thus, the Nawab went off to attack Orissa. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started for Vrindavana through the forest of Madhya Pradesh, Rupa Goswami left home, sending news to Sanatan that he was leaving with their younger brother, Anupama Malaka, to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami finally reached Prayag and met with Lord Chaitanya for 10 successive days, and during this time, Vallabha Bhatta extended an invitation to Sriman Mahaprabhu with great respect. Lord Chaitanya introduced Srila Rupa Goswami to Vallabha Bhatta. After this, a Brahmana scholar named Raghupati Upadhyay arrived and discussed Krishna consciousness with Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, then extensively describes the living condition of Rupa and Sanatan at Vrindavana. During the 10 days at Prayag, Rupa Goswami was instructed by Sriman Mahaprabhu, who gave Rupa Goswami the basic principles of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan, and Lord Chaitanya himself returned to Varanasi, staying at the home of Chandrasekhar. Vrindavaniyang rasakeli vartang kalena luptang nijashaktam utka sancharya rupe vyatano punasa prabhur vidhau prag iva loka srishtim. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, Lord Krishna enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with the details of the creation and manifest the Vedic knowledge. In exactly the same way, Lord Chaitanya, being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. And by this potency, Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan, activities almost lost to memory. And so in this way, Rupa Goswami spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded November 3, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat.